Will McCluskey graduated from FSU, left town, and then returned to affiliate himself with the Domi Station Incubator. His startup firm, called Proper Channel, has an online tool that helps organizations develop and track processes as well as develop personnel.
Let's have the expert that knows all the shortcuts be able to hop in there and share those best practices. So now the new person who comes in can perform just like an expert right out of the gate.
Brandon Reese, a postdoctoral student at the FAMU-FSU College of Engineering, was demonstrating advanced robotics, machines capable of adapting to unexpected situations on the fly.
We can write an algorithm that either autopilot controls a vehicle, could control an airplane, or for a more visible demo, we're controlling a pendulum here.
Then there's Florida A&M University Associate Chemistry Professor Dr. Nellie Mativa. She's working with flavonoids, compounds from plants, including edible fruits and vegetables, for use in new drugs to battle HIV and cancer. She says these substances have far fewer toxic side effects than most synthetically based medications.
Those natural products don't. Well, nothing is perfect in this world, but generally, as a general picture, yes, they have less side effects, they're less toxic.
FSU Vice President of Research Gary Ostrander says these were just a few of the exhibits spread out across two floors and several rooms of the Turnbull Center.
We have 70-plus booths, tables set up today, every one of them distinctly different from the one next to them. Pretty neat what's happening at all three of our higher education institutions.
Top-notch collegiate research can attract big money to spur additional research. And Ostrander says his own school just broke all records in that regard.
For the 5 years ending June 30th, we had $1,024.8 million. So those are competitive research grants, contracts that faculty are winning from international, national funding agencies, private foundations, state grants, all totaled.
Most of which, Ostrander says, stays where it lands.
So that's money that in turn then is being circulating in the Tallahassee and the Leon County community. It's going to movie theaters, it's going to restaurants, it's going to stores. So there's a huge impact that all the universities are bringing to this community.
Larry Lynch is director of the Entrepreneurial Excellence Program with the Economic Development Council of Tallahassee-Leon County. He sees all this research transforming the commercial landscape of the capital city.
We got these smart people graduating from FSU, FAMU, and TCC. This is the way we let them stay because they can form their own companies and make those companies large. And then companies on the outside that are already existing going, what's going on down in Tallahassee? I better go find out about it. And they start investing too. So that's why we're so excited about all this.
That's not the only thing to be excited about. Today is MuniMod Demonstration Day at the downtown IMAX Theater. It's a contest hosted by the Florida League of Cities. 20 students from the three local schools will present the products they've developed that are useful to municipal governments. The winner takes home a $5,000 prize. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.